Hallelujah for a word in season. Hallelujah for a word of breakthrough. Hallelujah for a word of deliverance. I'll shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to Hallelujah Every Day, your one-stop channel for daily devotional, inspirational, word and prayer in Christ Jesus. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Children of the living God have a responsibility to God and to this generation. The goal is to bring the truth to all and the knowledge of God's love, His mercy, goodness, and the truth about availability of the Holy Spirit to empower all. In the book of Philippians chapter 2 verses 3 through 4, the New International Version, I read, Bible says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others." Hallelujah. Child of God, we all need to collaborate and complement to achieve this, for no one is an island. The gospel isn't about competition. As you may have noticed, a number of denominations seem to compete with each other instead of collaborating and complementing each other in the works of Christ Jesus. People are no longer motivated by these divisions, but are motivated when children of God across the board celebrate Christ Jesus in unity and in purpose. In the book of Romans chapter 12 verses 4 through 6, Bible says, "For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individual members one of another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith." Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 17 says, "If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell?" In essence, this verse is saying to you and I, we all have different functions and assignments, but all with the objective of complementing and consolidating the gospel of Christ Jesus. That is what I call spiritual collaboration. I repeat, I call that spiritual collaboration. Child of God, when believers gathered at the upper room, there was no denomination, there was no doctrine, there was only children of God who believed in Christ Jesus, worshiping, praying in one accord. But today, you hear some saying, "My church is better than yours, my pastor has more fire than yours." No, 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 Jesus didn't die for that. The disciples didn't pay terrible price for all such kinds of things. Collaboration is the answer. Collaboration is synergy. Collaboration is fellowship. Collaboration is unity and faith. Collaboration is togetherness, bound in one spirit in Christ Jesus. In Galatians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, Paul the apostle noticed Peter, another apostle, was becoming tribalistic in a meeting. He noticed hypocrisy in Peter and challenged Peter to his face. This hypocrisy, coming from one of the very pillars of the early church, caused others to fall away into hypocrisy. Paul, seeing this as a very big wrong, confronted Peter without shame and fear. We must never allow tribe, special interests come between the gospel and souls that Jesus died to save. In Christ, there's no color, no tribe, no segregation. All these things were only created by men. Today, as you go about your dealings, see Christ's love in others. Collaborate with the Holy Spirit and other children of God, and let your light so shine that men, women will see your good works and give glory to God. Now, I pray with you. Spread out your hand and let your amen be loud as I pray. God bless your labor. God bless your home. God bless your children. God bless your works. God bless your good prayers. The Lord shine His light upon you. You will finish this month in sound health and sound mind in the name of Jesus. Sickness, infirmity will not swallow you. I declare you and members of your family accident free in the name of Jesus. God Almighty will fortify and protect His investment in you. Every step you take is blessed today. the spirit of excellence to collaborate and have good success, receive in Jesus' name. I celebrate your victories ahead in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I dip all prayer requests that were sent into the blood of Jesus. The Lord bless all your good petitions in Jesus' name. Before we round up the podcast, we must say happy birthday and happy anniversary to all celebrants born on this date in history. I join others in celebrating you. God bless you. God increase you. God enlarge your coast. You are blessed mightily in Jesus' name. Thanks so much for listening, and please do keep sharing the podcast. As you share this message, more favor, more blessings, more honor be bestowed upon you in Jesus' name. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. We never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day in Christ Jesus. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat, or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.